This I believe. Dr. George H. Hand is vice president of Southern Illinois University at Carbondale, Illinois. Teaching and educational administration has been his life work. Starting as a high school commercial teacher and athletic coach, he taught college economics and worked his way up through the academic ranks. Then, suddenly his career was threatened. Here is Dr. George Hand with his story and his creed.
I did not get the real significance of the saying, it pays to do the right thing, until recently, when I had the most important and trying opportunity of my life to test the theory. As a college president, I defended a dismissed faculty member. My determination to stand for truth and justice cost me my position. But the worry of the following weeks was exceeded by the conviction that honesty pays, and pay it did, in many ways. I have a better position, but far more important than economic security, I have a clear conscience and renewed faith that the church, the home, and the school are teaching the young exactly the principles that they should be taught. Throughout the bitter 18 months, which included many meetings, many evidences of fear, hysteria, and distress, I followed the advice of my preacher when the ethical seemed to conflict with the expedient. The heartwarming memories of the nationwide support of newspapers, magazines, and friends strengthened my belief that an attitude of cheerfulness, patience, optimism, kindness, friendliness, cooperativeness make for personal happiness and the general welfare. Early in this experience, Mrs. Hand and I discussed with our two sons the choice of standing for our principles or not, running the risk of losing my position. The family voted unanimously in favor of standing for our principles. The night I was dismissed, a group of faculty members, their husbands and wives, waited with my family for my return from the state capitol. During the interval, our older son, who was 15 years of age, casually remarked that what Pop needs is fire insurance. This was heartening because it indicated that our son had been at least partly conditioned to the responsibilities of the individual in a democracy. Expressions of loyalty by students, faculty, and staff showed also that my efforts at practicing and preaching democracy had been successful. To get people, young or old, to do what is wanted, one should do, not preach, what should be done. Another conviction of mine was confirmed in these fateful 18 months. That some self-appointed defenders and saviors of Americanism, although well-meaning, do not understand the real meaning of the term. For example, a local anti-subversive committee requested the college to label the library books that were listed by the House on American Activities Committee as undesirable. It did not occur to them that Americanism stands for freedom, including the freedom to read what one wants to read without censorship and without a tag. In other words, they were asking us to destroy the freedom they thought they were protecting. Naturally, we refused. Everyone, but above all the community leaders, should bend every effort to help the church, the home, and the school succeed in their most precious task, making each individual as Christ-like as his talents permit, and thus a happy, useful, and peaceful individual, the end result of which will be a happy, useful, and peaceful world.
There are the beliefs of Dr. George N. Hand, vice president of Southern Illinois University. He lives with his wife and two sons at Carbondale, Illinois.